and we got some special freshmen. We really do. Montero Birchfield, 6'3". He's impressed me every, you know, both days. He's been extremely impressive. Today, Trey Larry out of Florida came up big for us. And then you got, you know, our guys coming back, you know, the Nile Daniels, Brandon Snells, that I know what they can do. So I'm excited. I just wish we could play more of them, to tell you the truth. I wish we had more football, to tell you the truth. But as I said, they're all competing hard. Everyone's getting along, and they're just going out there and playing.
Trillero, was that 88 today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it looked like he depressed you a couple times today.
Yeah, yeah. His speed, I didn't, yesterday I didn't see it. And then today, I mean, he was just burning by guys. So I told him to eat whatever he ate today, eat that every day. So hopefully he will.
Yeah. Before practice, you talked about you want to be the toughest team in the conference to the guys that are in the main. You know, how do you instill that?
You work the crap out of them. You compete. You know, you do a lot of drills where they have to compete against each other. And you just make life as hard on them as you possibly can. I mean, you know, we want to make our practices harder than any game they go into. And this kind of philosophy we had at Kansas State when I was with Coach Snyder, we'd practice 3.5 hours, you know, and during 2-a-days, 2 practices, 3.5 hours, that's 7 hours a day. We're not necessarily going that far, but when they're out here, they're working their tails off. You know, we had them out here earlier today, ran for an hour and 15 minutes, then came out. I was expecting a sluggish practice, and I didn't see that at all.
A few guys did not practice. Is that just a particular reason for each guy?
No, it's not. There's no injuries. It has nothing to do with injuries. Gotcha. It has nothing to do with discipline.
Okay.
It just has something to do with paperwork, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, liability type deals that we can't they haven't gotten a couple paperwork in from insurance or something like that. That's okay. The only reason. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. Okay. I really appreciate it.
You got it, man. Yeah. Anytime.
I was going to ask you, as far as Tyreek, is he one of the physical guys?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's one of them.
So I'm assuming he'll practice probably tomorrow or Tuesday.
He'll practice tomorrow or Tuesday. You know, I'm not worried about Tyreek Hill.
I don't think anybody is.
When it comes time for Tyreek Hill to be out there on the football field, he'll make plays. I'm not worried about that. So, obviously, when we want him out there, you know, just to get, you know, get him involved and the offense to get used to his speed, because it's different. You know, it's different. For quarterbacks, it's different for offensive linemen. You know, he hits things so quick when he's at running back. As a quarterback, I mean, he hits spots so quick, so you got to ready to get rid of the football. So, we need him out here just so those guys get used to playing with him, because he's as good as anybody in the country.
I'm probably going to bug you about this for 20 days, but every day you obviously see a little bit more progression. It looked like Akeem had a pretty good day.
Yeah, Akeem Jones is one heck of a football player. The one thing I can I really admire about him is he's come in as a freshman, and he's not taking a back seat to anybody. You know, he got up today and actually spoke in front of our team after running, and our team listened, and they actually clapped. I mean, where I'm talking to Tyreek Hills, you know, Earl Clark's team leaders, Dontavious Blair's, they're listening to him. So he's got the attention of the team. He's got some special ability, and it's not just, his on-the-field stuff. It's off-the-field stuff. He's got charisma. He's got outstanding leadership ability. And he's really stepping up. I'm very impressed with him. But as I said, that's 2 days. That's the decision can't be made in 2 days. But he is stepping up. I'm very proud of what he's doing.
Receiving-wise, what really kind of jumped out at you as far as the receivers thus far?
Obviously Nile Daniel, Brandon Snell. I mean, they're you know, we saw him in spring. We know what Nile can do from last season. Brandon Snell is special. You know, he's be as good as anybody in the conference. When we had Tyreek out there, you got the extra speed when we put him in the slot. With the freshmen, as you know what I'm saying, the Montero Birchfield was very impressive today. He's a big 6'3" guy that you throw the ball up to him. It's pretty tough for a defender not to, you know, for him not to come down with the football. It's very difficult on defenders. And he's got deceptive speed. You know, I see him kind of as a Rock Coleman type guy. He doesn't look like he's burning, but guys aren't really catching him too much. He's getting himself open. Trey Larry had a fantastic day for us today. So it's going to be, as I said, it's going to go, you know, and then, you throw Mike Gerst in there. Mike Gerst is just solid, you know, nonstop. He's just, he's a workhorse, but I mean, he runs a 4.4, strong. He's got some toughness from New York. He's kind of got that New York toughness to him that you appreciate. And, uh, You know, so he's going to be a difficult guy to you know, not play. So, you know, it's going to be, as I said, it's going to be some difficult decisions. But I said, as a head coach, that's what you want. You know, I'd rather have this problem than trying to find guys at this moment in time.